welcome. This is the Wayne Sherris Show and Being Your Destiny. I'm international speaker, author, and entrepreneur Wayne Sherris, and I'm really happy that you're here with me right now, listening in and ready to hear the bloody truth. Now, you know that I have no hesitation about telling people exactly what I think. And it's not just to make you mad, but it's to deal with realities. And so that's what we're going to deal with on the Wayne Sherris Show today. It's another little piece of reality. And it's important that you deal with this too. It's the idea that there just isn't enough time, okay? It's one of the big excuses that that people claiming they want to have their own business make for not having their own business. It's actually one of the biggest the biggest lies you could tell yourself ever. There just isn't enough time. Okay? There is enough time. Now, I'm gonna throw something at you that I know is true, but you're gonna argue with me that isn't true. Because if you're justifying in your head, you're using that word can't, and that you can't do it because you don't have enough time, then you will never have a business, and that's just the way it is. It's reality, okay? Number one, time is an invention of man. It doesn't exist, okay? Now, that's not an opinion. That's not some abstract thought. That's a fact. Man invented time. Time itself is abstract. There's enough time to do anything you want. It's all a matter of how you organize. And the bottom line is, those of you that are focusing on managing time are actually managing something that doesn't exist. So I don't know what the hell you think you're doing. Why don't you start managing something that exists? Time is a way to categorize space. Your emotions through space are categorized using something man invented called time. Time does not exist. Yeah. And until you accept that, you're going to have a hard time believing that there is enough time to do what you want. There are so many times where I have people wanting to be in business and giving me that excuse that they don't have enough time. I can assure you that it was key to me realizing how to get things done in the Navy was realizing that I just had to more effectively choose what it was I was going to spend my existence in space doing to get something done that appeared could not be done in the so-called time that was allocated. If I wanted to be a leader in the Navy or a leader in business or a leader of an organization of any kind, I could not be making up the excuse that I did not have enough time. The time exists. The issue is what are you going to spend your time doing? So many people come to me and say, I get emails all the time now as my organization grows, wanting me to solve simple problems that aren't really problems at all. That if a person would just spend 5 minutes on their own, they could actually do whatever it is they're complaining they can't do. But that goes always back to the idea that you can't. Anything you say you can't do, you can't do. In network marketing or any business, as far as that's concerned, your largest asset and your largest hurdle to overcome is the question of time. It was when I was in the Navy. It was when I and is as I develop an organization. Right now, network marketing. Why would you believe you don't have the time? I had to work a full-time job in order to build my business. If you believe, I actually hear a marketer I do admire, but and I'm not going to say his name because I'm not trying to put him on the spot, but he constantly says he has less time than anybody else. Well, he does that to try to make a point, but it's total BS. He doesn't have less time than anybody else. We all have the same amount of time as far as the periods that we divide up into a day. We all have 24 hours in a day. We all have 7 days in a week. We all have 52 weeks in a year. We all have the exact same amount of time. The idea that you have less time than somebody else is totally hogwash. What you are doing wrong is, and the reason I work from home and you don't, is because I found a way to organize my focus on more productive things and steadily look for better ways to do that. And you keep looking at, I don't have enough time. Okay? So how do I make it and where am I going to find it? And I'm talking about time. That's always the question. Where am I going to find time? Well, the time already exists. So what is it you're going to do? Well, when I began my business, as I already said, I had a full-time job and I was trying to start an independent business. And one of the biggest lessons is you make time for what's important. So if you're not choosing the right things to be important, then you are wasting time. So that means you're spending parts of your days doing things that aren't going to move your business forward. I would do this, and I would often do this. It was very bad. At certain points in building my business, I became very, very good at certain things. And then as I tried to move ahead, the things that were outside of my comfort zone, I would have a difficult time doing. So everybody has these things, but what would happen, okay? What would I do? Well, when I couldn't get things outside my comfort zone to work well, I would start replicating the things that I had done well, but they weren't necessarily productive. At the point that I learned a skill and implemented them, they were productive in terms of building the business. But then when I just keep repeating them over and over again when I'm not moving ahead, they are no longer productive. They are just taking up my time because I'm not figuring out and not implementing what I needed to do to move ahead. Okay? Does that make sense? So that's what I'm talking about. Okay? So what are you doing? Okay? You're getting to a certain point and getting frustrated. Am I right? You do that? And then you want to blame somebody else. I need somebody to hold my hand. I need somebody to tell me exactly what point to click on a mouse. I need somebody to tell me exactly how to use every piece of software made on the earth. All right, those are freaking excuses. You don't need anybody to tell you that. And here's why, okay? I am not trained in any technical field. Well, biology is technical, but that was a long time ago, and I never had a job in biology. And when I went to university, I was required to take a computer course. And some of you will laugh, but you will remember this if you're old enough. But there were no desktop computers in my. There was a big mainframe, and we were taught Fortran. That's the basis for a lot of what goes on in modern computing, but it was done by writing logic statements and then punching key cards and running the key cards through a big mainframe computer. There were no desktops computers. There were no personal computer stations. None of that existed. It was tedious and time-consuming, and I failed the course, okay? I never got it, and I never did another computer course after that, okay? I have no technical background. The way I learned to use all of these computer courses and do all the things I do was by sitting down with it, looking at it, and clicking on it. Being willing to crash my computer if that's what happened. Being willing to reload the program when I crashed the program. Okay? If you're not, if you think that you can't do that, then you're, I mean, quite honestly, you're a waste of time. I don't learn the programs and how to use them by waiting until I've gone through every single course and every single video that they have to show me how to use their program. In fact, most programs start off exactly the same. So if I haven't got that by now, then I'm a dunderhead. So I look at the basic intros of things, and then I just start clicking on stuff, okay? I just start clicking on it, typing on it, entering stuff, and if it crashes, I start again. And then if I really can't get by it, I'll find the information that shows me why I'm doing that, and I'll simultaneously work something while doing the training, okay? I do not go to my upline and say, well, I can't make my business work because I can't go in my back office and click on a link and find something. All right? That is stupid. That's my favorite word, right? In the Navy, when I was the CEO, I had come a long ways, and I had quite well known for just blurting out that stupid. And it wasn't done maliciously. It was just like, you know, that's just what I thought at the moment. And sometimes I was wrong. And I would figure that out and I would fix that. You know, as a commanding officer, when you leave your squadron, one of the things they do is they do a skit about you. That is just one of the things that happens. It's kind of a tradition. It's one of the things that happen, and they pick on things that are funny about whatever the commanding officer did during his time as a CO. You know, it's where you put on your thick skin and let them have at you. And one of the things they pick on for me was the frequency that I would say, that's stupid. and so I'm quite conscious that I say that, and I don't care that I say that, and I don't care if it makes you mad if I say that, because, you know, quite honestly, it is stupid. If you're not willing to put in the effort to do those little tasks yourself and figure them out, then you aren't worth the time in my organization. I'll find somebody else. That's a fact. See, I'm so confident in what I do, I know that I can find somebody else. And if you don't have that kind of confidence, that you won't even open up your, like, for instance, I'm just using this as an example. It's not that one person did or one person didn't. It's just a simple example that pops into my mind. If you're going to complain to me that you can't do something that's inside of the back office of your business, it means you haven't even bothered to click the link. You're willing to say because you couldn't find it in two clicks that it's too hard and that you don't have the time for it. And I'm just going to ask my upline sponsor to do it for me. Well, screw you. Okay, get out of my organization. So that's and I would do the same thing in the Navy. I would make people figure things out on their own. If they wanted to be productive under me, they had to be able to create solutions on their own, and that is the core of you being a success in your own business and having a downline below you. So I'm not telling you that you're not worth my time. You know, you'll read whatever you want into it. You'll get all mad. You'll call me a jerk. You'll send me an email calling me names, whatever. And that's fine. You can do that. support@WayneSharershow.com. Feel free to send me the emails. But the bottom line is, if you're ready and willing and you can do solutions and you're willing to click a damn link, then you're ready to do this. If you're not willing to do that, you're not ready to do this. Don't even bother. So there are things you do in the day that don't make you productive as an upline sponsor and even as a person in a downline, despite what you may think. So having excuses about having not enough time and not enough whatever to do whatever you need to do is pure craziness. I had to work two jobs. Well, my second job was building my business, but I worked full-time and then came and built my business, and I had to do all kinds of other things on top of that. I had the same amount of time as you do, okay? And when you're willing to realize that and then go to work on organizing your time, organizing the things you do during the day to be more productive, organizing around what your true relationships and passions and things that will actually grow are, then you are ready to be in business. Until then, you're not. I'll tell you, I turned off my – I do not have TV. I have not – I had a TV for a while. I would watch it sometimes. I turned it off. I don't even watch the TV. I got my news off the internet when I need to, when I actually have a few moments that I'm willing to dedicate and I think it's important to know what's going on so I can relate it to my marketing. I'll just look on the internet. I don't even watch the TV, okay? I gave up until my business was going going out, entertainment. Things like, you know, I would reward myself when I had successes, but I would give up those things that I would do regularly because my passion was to get this business going. I got to dedicate my time to the things that become more productive. I had to find ways to stop myself from halting myself and repeating things that were no longer productive. And you have to do that in building your business. You have to be willing to let somebody go that isn't productive in your downline, that wants to eat up all your time. Because if you want to get a downline that has hundreds and thousands of people in it, then you can obviously not be dedicating all your time to that. Your 75% of your communications with others will be a waste of time if you allow it to be. You cannot allow their problems, at least all of their problems, to be your problems. You solve the big problems. I do it in my business. I put out, I have a, if you go on YouTube, my YouTube ID is Web Traffic Pro, right? And I have incredible amounts of free training organized in playlists for anybody to use. They don't have to be in my organization. You, if you're not in my organization, you're doing something else, you could take this training and adapt it for you. It's for free, okay? It's right there at a click of a mouse. And I tell people this. There's all this training on my website, at WayneSherrod.com. There's like 15 free trainings from industry leaders that's just absolutely amazing available to you. All you have to do is click the link and sign up and do it, okay? But if you're not willing to do that, then don't join my organization, because I'm not going to teach you what is already taught. You understand? That would be a waste of my time. People that do that because they're trying to impress somebody that they're going to handhold them are wasting their time, and I guarantee you their organizations are not growing. They're trying to make it look like they are because they're trying to pretend they're giving everybody everything and they're going to do everything for their entire organization, which they are not and they cannot. It's not even realistic. So as you build your organization, like me, you'll find that people tend to email you and call you about things that they could have just solved in 5 minutes by doing a simple, small amount of research, the same simple, small amount of research I did to solve the problem for myself. So it's a waste of your time to respond to those lazy emails and calls. You are wasting your time. You're doing a disservice to those people in your downline by not having them solve it themselves, because it is their business and they can do it and they should do it, so that they realize what they should be telling their downline to solve for themselves so that they don't waste time doing that. So the first and sometimes hardest way to free up your time is to let these so-called needy concerns, that's what Dagan Smith called them, needy concerns, go. Disconnect and turn off your cell phone. I literally did that for years. I actually had no cell phone. I got tired of people bothering me for stupid, pointless garbage they could solve themselves, so they could not contact me on a cell phone. It felt bad initially, but it felt great after a while. I do have a cell phone now, and I give nobody that number, okay, except for absolutely critical people. I want to have that number, and I will not give it to you. I am not crazy, because I know what will happen. I've already experienced it. So there's no requirement in this world for you to be that connected. So disconnect for a while and stop responding to everything. Okay, you do not have that kind of obligation. It's absurd for you to do that. It's absurd to teach a downline that you do that. And then be realistic when it comes to your time in a day. I used to write to-do lists that would go on pages. And honestly, they don't work. You need to have money lists, you know. You need to have a money list if you have anything. Be realistic. When you have huge tasks and lots of little ones, you know, don't write a list of 83 things to do, and then when you know only at the most 7 of them will get done, that's it's absurd. Don't write down things to do that you know you're not going to do. Then you will never do them. You never accomplish anything. Be realistic. Have big accomplishments. It doesn't mean huge, but have accomplishments you need to get done and get them done. Focus your time on doing those. Don't be absurd and spend all of your time focused on answering trivial things that other people can solve for themselves. By you actually ignoring some of those trivial things, then they will actually go and figure them out for themselves. Another thing for focus is that ideas are great and they can come in an instant and can add new things to your to-do list in a second, which could be good and could be bad. So each month, focus on a task and write your ideas down. And if they are not important to today's work, then or this week's work, keep them. Then maybe you keep them documented, but continue to work on them in your main focus for the month. But maybe not for every single day. If you focus on something that's not important for that day, then you will be doing what I did and doing tasks that aren't moving you ahead. So stop doing that stuff. So learn to do as much as is needed to be the best at the task at hand. You know, you need to brainstorm, you need to test new things, you need to do all of those things. But the bottom line is don't stop and start doing things that aren't being productive. Yes, you do need to repeat tasks that are productive, but yes, you also need to move ahead. You cannot let your downline hold you back. You cannot let your downline get in the way of you moving ahead. You cannot do everything for everyone. Get to it yourself and start solving your own problems. You do have enough time. You have plenty of time. You have the same amount of time that I have. Nobody has less time than somebody else. That is an abstract idea, and it is wrong. It is all about what you choose to do during those time frames. If you choose to spend your time completely answering everything your spouse wants, then you will never do anything in your business. If you and your spouse cannot agree that it's important that you move this business ahead, then you will not move this business ahead. You will spend all your time doing your spouse, whether it's your husband or wife or your whatever, task instead of moving your business ahead. It doesn't mean you ignore each other. Of course not. But you have to come to some agreement here. All right? You have the time. It's a matter of being able to organize it. Okay? Does that make sense? That make you mad? I hope it makes you think. I hope it makes you think about what you have to do. Some of it may have been disjointed. Some of it I may have left completely open for you. Well, I do that on purpose. You figure out what to do. It is your business. Organize your time and quit saying you don't have enough time. That is just the way it has to be. All right. If you want to join my organization, of course, go to wayneshearer.com/go/fit, wayneshearer.com/go/fit. And if you have ideas you want to hear on this show, you want to hear discussed, talked about, ranted about, whatever, then support@wayneshearer.com. Send your email in. If I use your idea, I'll give you full credit for it right here on the show. All right. Thanks a lot for listening. This is Wayne Scherer, and I'm being my destiny. Are you going to be your destiny? Answer that question for yourself. All right. I'll see you next time. Thank you very, very much. Enjoy your time.